So David spent most of his time hanging out with the flocks, the sheep and the goats, making sure they had enough good food to eat, making sure they had clean water, and it was his job to protect them from wild animals or from severe storms or from wandering off down the wrong road that would get them into danger. But every once in a while, David's father would send him to the battlefield to check up on the older brothers. And one particular day when David got to the battlefield, the army of the Israelites was grouped up facing the army of the Philistines, getting ready to do battle. And David found his way through the troops to his three oldest brothers to find out how things were going for them. And just as he arrived and was talking to them, a huge man from the Philistine army stepped out into the open space between the two groups of gathered warriors. And this guy's bronze helmet was gleaming in the sun, and so was his javelin. He was wearing a heavy, thick coat of armor. And his spear was so large, it looked more like a battering ram than a spear. His name was Goliath, and he shouted out to the whole Israelite army, "Send one man out here to fight me. And if your man can kill me, then you're the winners, and all these Philistines will become your slaves. But if I kill your champion, then we're the winners, and all you Israelites become the slaves of the Philistines." Nobody on the Israelite side stepped forward. They were all afraid. David said, looked around, nobody was reacting. He said, "I could do it." And his older brother got really mad. He turned to David and he said, "What are you doing here anyway? Why aren't you at home with the sheep and the goats?" David said, I could do it. And enough people heard him say that and started telling other people that pretty soon King Saul got word. There's somebody named David out there who wants to fight against Goliath. And so Saul called David to come before him. And when he saw him, he said, "You're too young. You can't possibly go fight this giant. Not only is he way bigger than you and way older than you, he's got way more battle experience than you." Well, David said, "All these years, I have been defending my father's flocks against lions and bears. And God has kept me safe all this time. God will keep me safe today as well." And so King Saul said, "All right then, go and fight Goliath, and God go with you." And Saul got out his own armor, and he put it on David. And it was so big and so heavy that David couldn't even walk in it. So he had to take it off again. David went down to the river bed and he took his time choosing 5 smooth stones. And he put them into his pouch and he took his sling in his other hand. And he and Goliath were both walking toward that battle line. And when Goliath saw who the Israelites were sending to fight against him, he thought it was a joke. And he laughed and he said, "I'm going to feed you to the birds today." David replied, "God does not save with spear or sword. You're the one who's going to be fed to the birds today." And this made Goliath mad, and he started walking faster toward the line. And David ran to meet him. And as he ran, he took one of those stones out of his pouch, and he put it into his sling, and he let the stone fly. And that rock smacked Goliath right in the middle of the forehead really hard, and Goliath fell down on his face. And that was pretty much the end of the battle, right there. As soon as Goliath was dead, all the Philistines turned around and ran away. Yeah, so let's join hands and say a prayer. Dear God, help us to put our trust and our faith in you. Our security comes not from weapons or from armor, but from the power and the goodness that you send into our lives to work your good will. Amen.